Allow yourself to take a deep breath in and just let it out. Find yourself in a comfortable position. A chair, a sofa, your nice cozy bed. Find yourself still and quiet. Allow yourself to take a deep breath in and just let it out. Do this several times. And as you do, you'll find your body just like a signal to begin to relax. And as you think about this past year, it's time simply to let go of the fear, the concern, the worry, and take this moment just for you. An opportunity for you to just be with you for the next few moments. So as you breathe in and breathe out, allow your mind to do whatever it needs to do. I'd like for you to imagine that you're on the top of a beautiful staircase. This beautiful staircase is one of your own design. It can be a beautiful wooden, simple staircase, or it can be as grand as that wonderful, grand staircase that you see in the movies. Either one is fine. In a moment, you're going to go down these 10 steps into what we're going to call your inner sanctuary. This inner sanctuary is one of those places in your mind that you can go to simply rest, to rejuvenate, to be peaceful, to be calm. Starting at 10, going down to 9, just resting, letting go. Down to 8. So relaxed and peaceful. Down to 7. Just let go. Down to 6. Down to 5. Down to 4. Down to 3. Down to 2 as you just go deeper and deeper. And down to 1. This space that you've just entered in your mind is one of your design. It can be a beautiful place in nature, in the forest or a beach, a lake. It can be your bedroom where you feel the most comfortable. It doesn't really matter where it is, and it can change. For now, just find yourself a nice place for you to just sit and relax. Close your eyes and allow your imagination to drift as we go on a journey in your mind, a journey that will support you, your whole body, to simply relax. I'd like for you to imagine that you're simply walking. A beautiful forest appears in your mind. It's one of those forests that have big tall trees. Cedars maybe. Birches. Firs. The sun, you can see through the tops of the trees. Slightly damp and cool in this beautiful forest, and there is a path that you can take. It's one of these forests that goes up and down. You go follow the path, then you go down into a bit of a valley, then you go back up. As you follow a mountain, the side of a mountain, each step allows you to feel very relaxed and peaceful. You can hear the odd squirrel rustling in the shrubs and bushes, the birds overhead as they fly from one tree to the next, the crunch of your footfall on the path. Every once in a while, you hear a beautiful bird in the background. As you walk, you come across the sound of a beautiful brook, a stream, a river. And as it gets louder as you go walk closer to it, as you approach it, you decide it's time for you to take a little rest. And so you just simply sit. And as you sit, you just watch the water flow down. In this space, you breathe in and breathe out. You breathe in that forest energy. You let go of all the concerns and worries that you have. As you watch the water, the forest and the water, Mother Nature doesn't worry. It's not concerned. It just simply flows. The water doesn't flow upstream. It flows downstream. It just goes with it. One little bit at a time. Every time it needs to move, it does. The trees, as you look at the trees, their job is to reach for the sky. And as the trees reach for the sky, they become very large, so tall. The tall ones reaching for the light. When you look at these things in forest, humans can learn so much from them. To go with the flow and to reach for the sky. And as we do, our life becomes very grounded and peaceful. Becomes very light. One step in front of the other. One inch. One breath. So I'd like you to think about the challenges, the concerns that you have. They're not your enemy. They're just a lesson. At birth, you were born amazing. A beautiful baby boy or girl. And you have no reason to doubt that amazing. You still are amazing. Amazing now with a little of experience behind you. Learning to go with the flow and reach for the sky. Each part of your whole body feeling very relaxed as you simply pay attention to the top of your head. And allow that beautiful energy of reaching toward the sky and going with the flow to begin to flow through each and every cell. The top of your head flowing down to your forehead. This relaxation touches your eyes. And they close even more. Down to your chin, down to your throat and your shoulders. To your chest, to your stomach, down your hips, your thighs, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. You can actually feel your feet becoming heavier and heavier as they feel become grounded. As they become grounded into Mother Earth. as you allow yourself to connect with this amazing planet you call your home. Not much to do at this point. Allowing gratitude to flow through your system. I'd like you to think about all the things that you are grateful for in 2020. What has 2020 allowed you to become aware of that you are most grateful for? Perhaps it's tenacity. Perhaps the ability to pivot. The amazing perseverance. The beauty in all things, the love of your family, what you are able to see, how you're able to connect, and perhaps it's just the simple things are what really matter. Gratitude, a game changer, really. Waking up every morning with gratitude in your heart and love in your step, allowing you to simply connect with that highest part of you that allows you to connect to the highest part of others, knowing that it's okay to be who you are. There isn't anybody on the planet that's like you. So you simply allow yourself to remember that in your inner sanctuary. You find yourself back in that lovely space. And in this lovely space, you think about what 2021 is going to be like. You think that 2021 is going to be so much better than 2020. 2020 is actually pretty great. Just as 2021 will be one step, one small step in front of the other, creating the lessons. Allowing you to be aware of what is really going on in your life and being grateful for every moment. It's time to leave your inner sanctuary. Unless you're going to sleep. And if you're going to sleep, just continue on with your eyes closed, going to sleep in your inner sanctuary. If it's time to get up and get motivated and go to work and make your day happen, you simply walk up the steps. I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and you're going to feel energized and relaxed and grateful that you get to live this life. That you get to do your work. That you get to do your best. 1. Slowly, easily returning to full awareness once again. 2. Your physical body feels very relaxed, peaceful and calm. 3. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually all connected. 4. Your eyes begin to feel sparkling and clear. 5. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath in, re-energized, feeling invigorated and grateful. Corinne Ropp, clinical hypnotherapist. Namaste.